I'd like to apologize for yesterday's episode. I don't think I did Kickboxer justice. I don't think I told you how much I love it enough. It was a 5-minute episode. It deserves better than that. But I'm not going to go back and fix it. Too lazy. I got 30 of these things to do, and I'm kind of wearing down a bit. We're in the final stretch, though. And I think I maybe even said this on a previous episode where I said, you know, watching Hitchcock movies made me dislike Hitchcock more than I did, or it made me hate him, or it ruined my opinion of the man. Whereas watching Van Damme movies has only solidified it. Like, every time I watch one, I'm like, ah, I love Van Damme. And today was no different. Kickboxer Vengeance came out in 2016, and it is essentially a remake of Kickboxer. Van Damme does not play Stoll. Why am I blanking on his first name? He does not play Kurt Stoll. And, instead, he plays Master Durand. He is the trainer of Kurt. I said Stoll. Sloan. Sorry, his name is Sloan. So Kurt Sloan is played by Alain Mousy. Don't know how to say it, but he's a legit martial artist, and it shows. His acting is passable for an action flick, but his fighting is really good. And to me, if I'm picking, I'm sitting down, I'm watching an action flick, do I want a martial artist in a martial arts movie who isn't the best actor, or do I want the best actor who can't fight worth a lick? I'll take this. And just to shorten it up, Kickboxer Vengeance is pretty good, like surprisingly good as a Van Damme fan. I mean, nobody's going to watch this and give it awards or anything, but as a remake of the beloved classic, I think it's pretty good. It pays a little bit of homage. It's not as good as Kickboxer is. It doesn't have the mystique. Like, in Thailand, there's all the culture and everything, because I'm pretty sure that film was actually made in Thailand, which added to the authenticity of it. And this is Tung Po is a white guy named Tung Po, played by Dave Bautista of wrestling fame. And so I don't know if they're trying to pass him off as, you know, being Asian or not. I don't know. But he has a, basically, he's more of a mobster that does karate than he is. I mean, excuse me, not karate, Muay Thai. And he trains people, one of which is Pierre St. Paul, the George St. Pierre, that's his name. And George St. Pierre, you know, he's good in this too. Again, he's a fighter. Gina Carano, another fighter who is totally passable. Like, it's just nothing to write home about, but she's in the movie. She sort of like organizes fights for Tung Po. And of course, Kurt Sloan. Anyway, so in the original, if you remember, Eric Sloan fights Tung Po and gets paralyzed. In this, Eric Sloan fights Tung Po and gets killed. And so, of course, his brother Kurt wants vengeance. He goes chasing after him. And he realizes he's too protected to get. And also, Tung Po says something to him. Your brother was a warrior. You are a coward, because he sneaks into Tung Po's room to shoot him with a gun. So there's also this whole subplot with this lady who's leading the cops. It's like the cops are corrupt. They're all in Tung Po's pocket, and she's like the only good cop, but she's also dating Kurt, you know, so whatever. What really matters here are the martial arts, and the final fight's really good. A lot of the fights are good. Some of my favorite moments, though, are more... Well, you might think, hey, Van Damme is taking the trainer route. He's not going to do as much. He does a lot. He jumps off of buildings. He gets in lots of fights. He is so charismatic. I'll say it again. Late Eric Van Damme is the best Van Damme. It's too bad that the movies he gets aren't as able to showcase his abilities. But I think this one does a pretty great job. And I think it's a good showcase of what late era Van Damme can be. I think this gets 4 out of 5 Van Dammes, but that's not a slight on the movie. I think it's pretty good. There are bad things. You're going to deal with stilted acting and made-for-TV quality filmmaking, but it's still entertaining, And at the end of the day, I went in thinking we're going to get a little bit of Van Damme and a lot of Suck. And what we got instead was a lot of martial arts, a good amount of Van Damme, and the end result was a fun watch. And I'm not, you know, dreading the next sequel of this, which I'm glad they rebooted it. I'm glad it's not like shoehorn, because there are all those other kickboxer sequels with Tung Po, and I might watch those at some point. I don't know if I'll document it in podcast form, but for being just this weird random sequel that comes out decades, many decades, maybe 30 years, 20 years, 98, 90, I don't remember, but it's better than it has any right to be.